presentation is with Mylin Wong. She's with the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. She's a doctoral student there with the Institute on Aging and the Arthritis Center within the Institute on Aging. And her work, continuing the theme of socioeconomic status, she's looking at the associations of socioeconomic status with depressive symptoms and perceived helplessness in people with hip osteoarthritis.
Hello, and thank you very much for having me here on this panel today to talk about older adults and disability. And today I'll be talking about the associations of socioeconomic status with depressive symptoms and perceived helplessness in people with hip osteoarthritis. So to begin, osteoarthritis is one of the most common chronic health conditions in the United States and it poses a significant public health problem due to its impact on pain and disability. And an estimated 23 million older adults have reported some form of osteoarthritis. And as you can see in this graph here, there's a substantial increase in the projected prevalence of doctor-diagnosed arthritis, and it's going to continue to rise. So in previous studies, it's been shown that individuals living with arthritis are more likely to suffer poor psychosocial health outcomes, including lower quality of life. And those who report concomitant depression can be less effective at coping with osteoarthritis than those who do not have depression. So although depressive symptoms are common among those with osteoarthritis, most studies really only focus on the main effects of pain and disability on depression. And in the few studies that have looked at socioeconomic status and osteoarthritis, less advantageous socioeconomic status is associated with poorer physical functioning and greater disability. So absent from these existing studies on osteoarthritis is the contribution of socioeconomic status on psychosocial health outcomes. Additionally, only few studies have examined the community socioeconomic status in addition to individual socioeconomic status in the context of arthritis health outcomes. And to our knowledge, no such research has been completed in community-dwelling persons with symptomatic hip osteoarthritis. So this study really seeks to expand the research on the relationship between individual and community socioeconomic status on psychosocial health outcomes in individuals with symptomatic hip osteoarthritis. And we focus here on symptomatic rather than radiographic hip osteoarthritis to account for pain. So we hypothesized that SCS measures would be independently associated with psychosocial health outcomes, such that after adjustment for disability, relevant covariates, individuals with lower levels of socioeconomic status would experience greater depressive symptoms and perceptions of helplessness than those with higher levels of SCS. So given the relationship between psychosocial characteristics and quality of life, understanding the role of socioeconomic status as an independent significant contributor to depressive symptoms and helplessness is beneficial to understand the implications for managing rheumatic diseases. So the study participants are derived from the Johnson County Osteoarthritis Project, which is an ongoing population-based prospective cohort study of hip and knee osteoarthritis in a rural county in North Carolina. So only those who are non-institutionalized adults age 45 years and older who self-identified as non-Hispanic, African-American, or Caucasian were included in these analyses. And these analyses, as I mentioned earlier, are targeted on a subset of individuals with symptomatic hip osteoarthritis. And all participants underwent similar processes, including a clinical interview as well as a general health interview. So in this next section, I'm going to clarify the measures that we used in our study. So to begin, understanding what symptomatic hip osteoarthritis is has two components to it. So first is a clinical diagnosis of osteoarthritis by a joint and bone radiologist, and you'd have to receive a score, a Kellgren-Lawrence score of 2 or above, which indicates mild, moderate, or severe joint narrowing due to osteoarthritis. And the second component is also an affirmative response to the question, on most days, do you have pain, aching, or stiffness in your right or left hip? So we had three primary exposure variables, two of which were individual socioeconomic status measures and one which was a community level socioeconomic status. So on the right there, you can see how we decided to operationalize that. So for educational attainment, it was dichotomized at 12 years. And for occupation type, that was a response to a question asking participants what their longest held occupation was. And that was classified based off of the 2000 census group codes. And based on those responses, we categorized those into either managerial or non-managerial occupations. And the idea behind a managerial occupation is that it implies kind of a lower physical demand and more control over the workplace. Additionally, so we have this measure of community socioeconomic status, and that was derived from the 2000 U.S. Census household poverty rate for Block Group, and this was based on participants' residential geocoded data. And so Block Groups with poverty levels of less than 12% were considered to have low poverty, and those with greater than or equal to 12% were considered to either have medium or high poverty rates. So we looked at two psychosocial health outcomes. The first was depressive symptoms, and we measured that using a 20-item CSD scale. And a clinically relevant marker of depressive symptoms is a score of 16 or above on this scale. Our second psychosocial health outcome was perceived helplessness, and this was based off of a 5-item helplessness subscale. Is that in the other room?
Okay.
It's me. Okay, sorry about that. And so helplessness was assessed using a 5-item Likert-based subscale of the Rheumatology Attitudes Index. And this was measured continuously, whereby a higher score indicated greater feelings of helplessness. And the following covariates were selected as they were kind of recognized as common factors, risk factors of osteoarthritis. And previous research has demonstrated associations between disability, pain, and depression, and depressive symptoms, and disability and pain are both controlled for in this study. So all of our statistical analyses use STATA version 11, and all were considered significant at a 0.05 level. So for the assessment of depressive symptoms with socioeconomic status, odds ratios were calculated using logistic regression. And for helplessness, which was a continuously measured variable, we calculated parameter estimates with 95% confidence intervals using linear regression. So a total of 277 individuals met the criteria for symptomatic hip osteoarthritis and had completed both the clinical and the household interviews that we had. And this subsample did not differ from the larger population of individuals with osteoarthritis, other than that there's a larger percentage of females than males in this particular subsample. So now I'm going to move on to our results. And so first, when we looked at each individual SES variable independently and adjusted for the covariates, educational attainment was significantly associated with depressive symptoms and helplessness. However, with the inclusion of disability into the model, depressive symptoms was no longer associated with education. However, feelings of helplessness, though reduced, still remained significantly associated. Similarly, in our initial models, it was shown that occupation type was associated with both depressive symptoms and feelings of helplessness. And as you can see here, although associations of occupation type and helplessness disappears with the addition of disability into the model, the relationship with depressive symptoms did remain. So compared to those with managerial occupations, individuals with non-managerial occupations were more than 4 times as likely to experience clinically relevant depressive symptoms. In our second set of analyses, when all SES measures were considered in the same regression model, you can see that the relationship between depressive symptoms and occupation type remained significant and did not diminish in strength. In our analyses, community SES was not associated with outcomes in any of our models. So returning to the earlier conceptual model that I had shown, we showed in our analyses that for individuals with symptomatic hip osteoarthritis, the associations were statistically significant between non-managerial occupation type and increased depressive symptoms once the model was adjusted for disability levels and relevant covariates. And our findings add to the body of literature that suggests that lower socioeconomic status is associated with worse health outcomes in people living with arthritis. In our study, individual measures had the largest measure of effect. Although there's no significant association with perceived helplessness, this was the first study to examine it as an independent outcome with osteoarthritis. So undoubtedly, there are always limitations to the research that we did, and our study was designed to be representative of a civilian, non-institutionalized, non-Hispanic, African-American, or Caucasian population 45 years and older. But given the geographic limitations of the study population to a small region of rural North Carolina, this may not be representative of the United States population at large. However, to our knowledge, this is the only longitudinal population-based study for osteoarthritis outcomes with a high rate of participation. Additionally, although this was cross-sectional and causality cannot completely be confirmed, unidirectional causality is more likely in studies that use educational attainment. And lastly, there was a lack of significant association with community SES, and this may result from the fact that there are measures of socioeconomic status for community poverty is kind of more of a crude measure. And use of that in previous studies has been a little bit inconsistent. So although no association was observed here, we do recommend that public health researchers continue to examine community-level variables and to include several measures of socioeconomic status to more fully capture the multidimensional impact of SES. So given the high prevalence of concomitant osteoarthritis and poor psychosocial health outcomes, particularly in older adults, our findings of socioeconomic status in association with health outcomes warrants further study and provides evidence to suggest that interventions should also target and account for differences in levels of socioeconomic status in those living with hip osteoarthritis. So I'd like to also acknowledge and take time to thank individuals on the research team at the Thurston Arthritis Research Center, as well as those who participated in the Johnson County Osteoarthritis Project, and recognize the funders at NIAM, CDC, and the National Institute on Aging. So thank you, and I would be happy to take any questions you have.
Great. Thank you.